So just one little announcement before we get started. If you're sitting on the end, it's likely someone may come and try to climb over you in the course of the meditation. So if you don't want that to happen, move in, inward. If you don't mind, that, and if that happens to you, you need to let them in because they need to get in. This was a very deep transmission about meditation, the secret teachings. Let them in. I'm just joking. Okay. Welcome, everybody. I think it's time to start. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of mindfulness education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center over in the medical school at UCLA. Happy to see all of you here. It's every Thursday we meet, 12:30, to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the art of paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. That's the definition I like to use. So mindfulness is this opportunity to come into the present moment, not be lost in the past, not be lost in the future, but just right here, right now. Oftentimes when we're lost in the past or we're lost in the future, we're lost in our anxieties and our fears, our worries, our concerns. That tends to be when our mind goes towards the future. When we're in the past, we ruminate, replay, worry about things that happened, think about how it could have been different. And so there's a lot of problem that can lead to depression, can lead to a lot of sadness and grief. Sometimes our minds are in the present moment, but we're not in the present moment with an open, curious awareness. We're in the present moment with a lot of judgment and comparing and complaining and wishing the moment were different. So mindfulness meditation is an invitation to come into this present moment with openness and curiosity and a willingness. And last week we talked about kindness. Can we bring a quality of kindness to our attention so that we're really showing up with care and compassion for ourselves? As we do these practices, as we learn to be in the present moment, we can take this ability out into our lives. So we can use it to counteract stress. And first of all, the act of sitting and doing meditation does counteract stress on its own. We can also use it in the moment when we're out in the world and something stresses us out, when we're driving or we're in work or with a family member. We can just take a moment to pause and to breathe and connect with ourselves, and that helps reduce the stress. It can help with our regulation of our emotions. So many of us tend to get carried away by our fears, anxieties, worries, anger, sadness. And mindfulness teaches us ways of being present with ourselves, even in the midst of difficult emotions. And we can find healthier relationships to our emotions. Mindfulness can also create more of a sense of well-being, just general happiness. A lot of the research that's out there shows that across the board, people who practice mindfulness meditation report more happiness. Mindfulness can also impact our attention. So the more that we practice it, the more we can cultivate the ability to be present right here in this moment. And so today I want to focus a little bit on that quality of attention. How do we get more concentration? For those of you who've been practicing for some time, you know that we're really doing an act of concentrating and attending, although that's not all we do when we meditate. But we stay with our breathing. That's what we typically use, most people do. Our mind wanders off, we bring it back. We bring it back again and again. And we do it in a very non-judgmental, kind way. We just say, okay, wandering or thinking, and then return our attention back. So it's a training that our mind does to come back into the moment. As the mind gets more calm and focused and concentrated, we have more capacity to be aware of whatever is happening inside us. And of course, there's just more of a sense of being present. Now, attention can be trained, and usually I just have you come back to your breath, come back to your breath, but today I'm going to offer a few little techniques for people whose minds are really wandering. If you're having raise your hand if you're having one of those days where you know your mind is just going to be wandering a lot. Yeah, so maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but our meditation is different from day to day. Sometimes it's really focused, sometimes it's mildly focused, sometimes not at all focused. So these practices I'll teach you today will just offer a little bit of support around staying in the moment, staying connected to our breathing. And we'll use two practices. One will be counting our breath, where we'll go up, each in-breath and out-breath will be one up through 10. And then you start again. You start again at one and go back to 10 again. Another will be using a label, where we'll actually be labeling our breathing, rising, falling, or in and out. And it's just another way, again, of honing the concentration, allowing us to settle, focus. Okay? So let's begin the meditation. You can settle back in your chair. Back upright, feet on the floor, hands resting wherever they're comfortable. Eyes are closed unless that doesn't feel comfortable to you. In which case, keep them open, but looking mostly downward. You begin by taking a few deep breaths. Bringing fresh oxygen in. Waking ourselves up. And then with each exhalation, inviting in a sense of relaxation. You can notice your body present on the chair and let your breath be natural. We do this practice breathing in and out through our nose. You can feel your feet on the floor. Notice the sensations of your feet touching the floor. And notice your legs against the chair. There's heaviness and lightness, pressure, maybe some movement, vibration, tingling. We're bringing our attention into the present moment to see what's happening here and now. We're curious, we're open, and we're with whatever it is, whatever it may be. And notice your back against the chair. Now you can feel your whole body against the chair, your feet on the floor, your legs on the chair, your back on the chair. You're supported. Notice your stomach. Let your stomach be soft. You can allow it to relax, soften. If you encounter an area of tension as I'm talking, you can breathe more deeply into that area. Notice your hands. Let your hands be soft. And just be aware of them, whatever sensations are present. Notice your arms and shoulders. Neck and throat. Let your face and jaw be soft. Soften your facial muscles. Notice your whole body present, exactly as it is. And begin to focus on your breathing. See if you can find your breath in your body. our abdomen rising and falling with the sensations of breath. There's actually different areas you might notice your breath. It could be your abdomen. If you're new, sense your abdomen right now and see if you can feel your breath moving, rising, falling, expanding and contracting. You can notice your chest rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Or the air at your nostrils, in and out. Keep your breath natural. See what you can notice as the air moves through your nostrils, coolness, vibration, tingling. Choose an area to focus on for this meditation. Abdomen, chest, or nostrils. So to use the labeling practice, you can say a very soft word in your mind connected with the breathing. Rising when your abdomen or chest rises. Falling when your abdomen and chest falls, or chest. Or if you're noticing the breath at your nostrils, you can say in, out. Keep this word a whisper in your mind. 90% of your attention is on the sensations of breathing. Feeling that breath, one breath at a time. But if it's helpful to you, add this word to help yourself stay tethered to your experience. It's just an added extra thing that might help you with your focus. If it feels like you're doing too much, like it's too much stuff going on in your mind, too cumbersome, don't do it. This is just a tool you can try to see if it's useful for you. When your mind wanders off, you can use another word. You can say thinking or wandering. And then gently return your attention back to the rising and falling or the in and out. Let's start here. Breathing, getting lost, coming back. Getting lost again and coming back. Start here. And then I'll give you another instruction in a little while. as you continue practicing, if you want to add one more technique or substitute, so you can stop the labeling or you can keep going with it, you can try the practice of counting your breath. So one rising, falling, or in and out would be one, and rising, falling, two, rising, falling, three, and so on up to 10. When you get to 10, start again with one. If you lose your place, just start again with one. And this is done in the spirit of cultivating concentration. It should help you just get a little more focused, or it may. For some people it will, for some people it won't. So you can experiment with it to see what happens. And if you like it, keep going with it. If you don't, don't. Ultimately, it's just a tool. It's not the end of what we're doing here. But it might help those of us whose minds are feeling wild, restless today. Keep the number very soft in your mind. So you can add this in if you wish. And notice the impact of labeling or counting or both. Just notice how your mind and body is now. It may have been very useful for you. So now you know it as a tool, or two separate tools. It may have not felt very helpful to you, and that's fine. Everybody's mind is different. So we'll just end with some loving kindness practice. Let go of all the tools and the attempts to be concentrated and focused and just connect in with yourself. Notice how you're doing. Let yourself bring to mind someone you love. Whoever pops into your head, a person who makes you happy. When you think of them, you get happy. Have a sense of them in front of you. Imagine them, see them, feel them. Notice what happens inside you when you think of them. Maybe you feel warm, spacious, relaxed, happy. So imagine sending kindness to this loved one, wishing them well. I'll use some words and you can repeat them in your mind or use your own words. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. So we can say those words and imagine the kindness coming from us to them, touching them. And it's fine if your mind gets creative and you see images or colors or whatever happens. But notice what's happening inside your body. Is that sense of happiness present? May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be free from stress and anxiety. May you experience joy. And now imagine that they turn around and send it back to you. See if you can be on the receiving end. May you be safe and protected, meaning you. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease. Is it possible to take this in? You might even try a kind of cycle as you breathe in, taking in the kindness. As you breathe out, sending it out. May we be safe and protected. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be at ease. Noticing what's happening in your body and mind. And if the kindness is here, that feeling of happiness for another or towards yourself, the kindness, really let it be here. Let it fill your body. If it's not present, and that's fine if it's not present, just notice what is here. Bring your mindfulness. What is present in this moment? And let that be okay. You can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling, can I hold this too with kindness? For whatever it is I'm feeling, can I hold this too with kindness? And notice your body present. Notice your heart, mind, body. And then after the next breath, you can open your eyes. We'll be doing some practice around cultivating a little bit more concentration in our mindfulness practice, and I'll talk more about it in the coming weeks. And so those tools that I taught you with the labeling or the noting, labeling or the counting, if they're useful, keep going with them. And ultimately, they're not sort of the end of the practice. They're just a tool along the way. But for some people, they can be extremely helpful. So if you're going to, usually I give a practice to do over the course of the week, and I'm going to remind you to try to sit every day. We've done this in the past. We try to take a commitment to sit every day, even if it's 2 minutes, minimum 2 minutes every day. Try to practice it and use these tools if they're helpful. This is every Thursday. There's information about our center with upcoming classes and events, and it's all on the right. When you exit, there's a poster out there, a flyer that you can pick up. We have free meditations to download from our website, lots of upcoming things to do, and I will be out in the hallway if you have any questions at the end. Have a great day.